Are you getting sick, Hugh?
So we're going to move now on to our community development and planning, and we're going to talk about item 15, discussion possible action. This is a special use permit, 214-032, by Corey Zamnorth, I believe I'm right, Northam, on behalf of the Bucket of Blood Saloon, for the installation of a painted mural on the face of an existing south retaining wall, on the face of an existing west retaining wall, for a location at 8 North C Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, APN 001-084-01.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Hi.
This item was continued from the last meeting. It was on the agenda last time, but it had to get continued to today. The applicant could not make it, unfortunately, because of the shifting of her schedule and stuff. So this mural has been approved by the Comstock Historic District. There was a little bit of lag time in getting all the paperwork for a complete application, but staff and the applicant have been working together and now have completed all that documentation. There are several photos in your staff report. This mural highlights the historic events such as the there's pictures of a miner and the Fourth Ward School. So with that, all the details, all the images are in your staff report. Our Story County Code does require an applicant to get a special use permit for a mural. So that's why this file is on our meeting today. Do you have any questions regarding it? Otherwise, if I can try to answer anything you might have for the applicant, but
I do not have any specific questions.
No, I think if you want to discuss it, I think what they've done there on the west wall is awesome, and that's just a continuation. I have no problem with that. The wording for the north wall.
The wording?
It's actually the side of the building. Isn't it? It's not a wall.
No, it's the wall. It's the parking lot.
Yeah.
The parking lot.
Yeah, it's the parking lot. So,
it's the parking lot right across
from the Bucket of Blood.
From the Bucket.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So I call that the south wall.
Okay.
The south wall is what they want to extend to. They're already on the west wall.
Right. Right. But they still, I think they're still finishing that.
And the face of the existing west retaining wall. What part of that?
We know where you're going.
We know where we're going.
Okay,
yeah.
You're good. Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Okay, great.
So appropriate to call for any public?
Yes, please. Any public comment?
I believe you should do that. Any public comment on this action item? Having none, are you looking for a motion?
I am looking for a motion, but I would like to read the findings into the record first.
I knew you were going to do that.
Okay. So these are findings for a motion of approval. The proposed SUP complies with the general purpose, goals, objectives, and standards of the county master plan. This title and any other plan, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to official notice by the county. The proposed SUP will be compatible with existing adjacent land uses and will not cause substantial negative impact or adjacent land uses on other properties in the vicinity. The proposed mural will enhance the immediate surrounding area with regard to tourism, promoting commerce, and highlighting the history of the community. The conditions of approval of the proposed SUP require compliance with applicable codes. The proposed SUP will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties. The proposed SUP is in compliance with the Story County Code 17.84 signs and billboards, and the conditions of approval require compliance with the regulations of the Comstock Historic District Commission. Thank you.
So I'm looking for a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept the special use permit number 2014-032 by Corey Zamnorth on behalf of the Bucket Blood Saloon for the installation of a painted mural on the face of an existing south retaining wall and on the face of an existing west retaining wall for location at 8 North C Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, APN number 001-084-01.
And I'll second your motion. For approval, I'll say
all
aye.
All in favor?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we're going to move on to item 16 now, and I'm not entirely certain, but with the posturing in the room, is that you, Austin, or am I back?
Yep, I got it covered.
So this will be a discussion of possible action. Approval of parcel map 214-036 by James Galloway. The applicant requests a parcel map dividing one parcel into two parcels for a property located at 285 South F Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada. Assessor parcel number APN001-146-01.
Thank you, Commissioner. The applicant is James J. Galloway, trustee. He is here with us tonight. The existing parcel of land is approximately 11,200 square feet. So the new proposed parcels would be approximately 5,600 square feet. This exceeds the minimum parcel size in a commercial residential zone. As you know, the Story County Code doesn't require an applicant to go through the parcel map public process, but NRS does, so that's why we're hearing this file today. All the details are in your staff report, so if you have any questions for me or the applicant, I'm happy to address them.
Yes, I attended the planning committee meeting on this topic, and it's pretty clean. He's got a parcel that's twice as wide as it needs to be for the standard lot size here, and he wants to split it, use half of it, and maybe make a profit off the other half. I don't have a problem.
And two, it is very consistent with the surrounding area.
I'm also aware of the Planning Commission vote. I think it's 100%, and so I'm also in agreement on this. Any public comment on this particular item? Having none, let's go ahead and call for a motion.
I'll make
findings. Oh, findings, yeah. My goodness.
Okay.
Findings. You got some findings?
I got some findings for you. The parcel map must comply with NRS 278.461 through 278.469 relating to the division of land into four or less parcels, and the parcel map must comply with all federal, state, county regulations pertaining to parcel maps and allowed uses, and the parcel map will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or surrounding vicinity. The conditions of approval for the requested parcel map do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code 17.30, commercial residential zone, or any other federal, state, and county regulations. Thank you.
So, having heard the findings, I'm looking now for a motion.
I'll make a motion for the approval of parcel map 2014-036 by James Galloway. The applicant requests a parcel map dividing one parcel into two parcels for a property located at 285 South F Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada. APN number 001-146-01.
I second your motion, and looking for a vote.
All in favor?
Say aye.
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 Thank you.
So now we're moving on to item 17. For possible action, the licensing board second readings at this point.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. The Business License Division is recommending approval of all but two items, and that would be approval of A through J and M. And they recommend to continue items K and L. The only ones being continued are K Ionics LLC and L Rich Doss, Inc. So at this point, I'll just recommend a approval of A through J and M.
Looking for a motion for approval?
I'll make a motion to approve such as A through J and M.
I second your motion.
All in favor?
Say aye.
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 And the Business License Division, of course, recommends continuation due to inspections of Ionics LLC and Rich Doss. That's K and L.
Looking for a motion?
I'll make a motion to extend items K and L.
I'll second your motion.
All in favor?
Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we're down to that item number 18 now on the agenda. So we're looking for any public comment. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Please. Come forward and let's have a chat.
You got 3 minutes. You better make it 6. I have 2 things to report on. Hi, Marilee Miller from the River District.
Hi, Marilee.
Thank you, gentlemen. D.A. Ann Langer. And our recorder, Vanessa. I don't even know where to start except Happy Fat Tuesday. Start a Mardi Gras, start a Lent. Here we go. I'm going to tell you of a strange incident that happened down there within the past couple of weeks that you're going to just be in awe about. We haven't had a TV down there that worked for quite a while, but nobody brought it to anybody else's attention except, oh, she tried it. Oh, they tried it over the past few months, but nobody said, our TV's not working. They just didn't figure out, they thought they didn't know how to do it. Brought it to Sherry's attention. She called for repair, and it's a satellite television. The guy came down, and someone had taken our SIM card out of the recorder, and they were watching TV on your dime. So now we have a new SIM card. Hopefully, we have a new account connected to that SIM card because that satellite company can trace that SIM card and maybe you guys can bill them for what they did down there. That is just silly. Happens. That's the crazy part. Now we go to the really fun part. Bunco is up and going in our community building. We had 16 people there last Friday. It's the second Friday of every month, and we have 20 signed up for the month of March. Great. On April 12th, we are having an open house at the Community Center in Lockwood to present our new facade and everything else that we've incurred down there over the past year to the entire community, the entire county. Reservations must be made. This is for a time on this Sunday between 5 and 7. We are having a dinner catered in for all that attend, so we'd like to present this building in a really nice light, so we have decided to do it this way. The other thing that my committee decided, this is the advisory council, they would possibly like to look at installing windows, 1, 2, or 3, on the north side of the dining area in that building. That is being looked into. I don't know if it'll ever go, but this is what they like. They don't have any windows on the north side of that building at all. The windows are on the east and the west, and they don't look out to anything that's too important. They would like to see the mountains and all that, so this is what they've decided they'd like to request and see if we could get it done. And that is my report for today.
Thank you very much. Nice seeing you.
Thank you.
The parking lot side, correct?
The parking lot side is the north side.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I think it does need windows.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, look at that. Very good.
Public comment, please.
Kay Dean, Virginia City Highlands. I've lived in Story County about 15 years, and I find it interesting. There was actually just a job that I was very interested in, but it was posted internally. I understand the comptroller's office just hired someone. I actually have a degree in accounting, very good with spreadsheets, and I think I might have been an asset to this county. But the job was not posted publicly and posted in the papers. It was posted internally. This is a practice I've seen happen a lot over the last 15 years. And my point as a resident is that if this county continues to do this, it looks like you are not trying to get good, qualified, well suited applicants for your positions, but you just want to look inside. If you need surgery and you don't happen to have any medical doctors in your county, you don't hire the best nurse you have. You look outside. My only point is that I think this county is making a mistake. The appearance is you are not looking for the best person to do the job. The appearance you are presenting by only posting jobs internally, in my opinion, is that you just want to fill a position. I found it interesting that this job was posted on January 20th of this year, and the job description was just created in January 2015, the very month the job was posted. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Katie. Sure. How about a comment? I appreciate that. Some clarity, please.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking, but I kind of think this board needs to learn how human resources does its job and kind of what kinds of things we happen. So per policy, we are allowed and, in fact, encouraged to do internal postings on certain positions. We've had staff in our county, like any organization does, that bust their butts working for the organization. They prove themselves and they become very successful, and you're allowed to provide opportunity internally for one of them or lateral movements. But ultimately, this position did, as you see others, did result in an external posting as well for a very similar position. The position was created on the date that Kay says it was created, because every time there is a movement in our organization, I personally update the job descriptions. Doesn't matter what the position is or what it's for, just to ultimately keep these things updated throughout time and make sure we don't fall behind. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Austin. And with that, we're adjourned.